As we prepare to take the Lord's Supper today, let me offer to you some additional encouragement. To hear a rebuke, to truly hear it, is to respond with repentance. It's to respond praying for repentance and giving yourself to repentance. We recognize that repentance is a gift from God. And that certainly should speak to us the importance of praying for it. And I want to encourage you today, for those of you who will be taking the supper with us today, to receive the supper as one of the Lord's means to help you in your repentance. It's a gift from God to you, and it is a gift that God strengthens with His ordinary means of grace. When that rebuke does come to you, and by whatever way or form it comes to you, humble yourself before the throne of grace in your time of need and ask Him. And you may do this even now in taking the Lord's Supper. Humble yourself before Him and ask Him for this work upon your heart as David did, and for His work upon your actions as David did. Ask of the Lord today. Even in taking the supper, you can make this your prayer that He would grant to you. And in taking the supper, that He would grant to you receptivity for His means of healing. Repentance is when the Holy Spirit makes you sensible, not just to the fact that you have sinned, but when He makes you sensible to the sinfulness of the sin and to the calamity and the problems and the consequences of that sin. So I encourage you today to not bring a worldly sorrow with you to the supper, but bring with you a godly sorrow. Bring with you a hatred for that sin. Bring with you a hatred not just for the consequences, but the sin itself. To hear a brother who has brought to you a word of rebuke, it's to hear him with repentance. And repentance will involve a confession of your sin to God, and I encourage you to do that today. Make that a regular part of your reception of the Lord's Supper, where you bring your confession of your sinfulness and a confession of your sins as you hold these symbols of the offering of your Savior, of Himself and His death for the forgiveness of your sins. It is safe. It is so safe for you to bring a confession of your sinfulness and a confession of your sins to this Savior, remembering this work so beautifully symbolized, the offering of Himself and His death for you, in your behalf, for the satisfying of wrath in your behalf, for the forgiveness of your sins. And true repentance in hearing your brother, and May your reception of the Lord's Supper, looking upon these symbols, may they strengthen you in this way. If necessary, may they strengthen you with confidence in the Lord's forgiveness of your sins. May this strengthen you, if necessary, to go back to your brother that you have sinned against, and for you to humble yourself before him and to confess your sins to him, and to ask for his forgiveness. In the context of the gospel, this is safe to do so. This is safe to do so.